Okay. I'm Bob Sweetman, and I'm here with the... I will be showing the Braille Note, and Ishmael Herrera will be showing the PacMate, and we will cover the main features of each, and then we'll be open to any questions, and if we have the answer, fine. If we don't, we'll find the answer. So anyway, I will start with a brief overview of the Braille Note. And what I'll conclude with is a very brief demonstration of the Braille Note using GPS. Basically, the Braille Note is it comes in several models. You can have either a Braille display or with a Braille keyboard, a Braille display with a standard QWERTY keyboard, a Braille display with a standard Braille keyboard with no Braille, just a voice note, or a QWERTY keyboard with no Braille, which is the voice note QT. I have found generally that people who are strong Braille users prefer the Braille keyboard, whereas people who are more comfortable with typing like the QWERTY keyboard. And you should definitely come by the booth. In fact, Sweetman Systems and Sendero Group will be sharing a booth showing the Braille Note and GPS, and you should look at the different keyboards that are available and decide which is right for you. The strongest point of the Braille Note, I would say, is its quickness of use, the ease of use. For example, when I turn on the Braille Note, let me turn the volume up on that a little bit. Oh, here we go. Can everyone hear that? Okay, so I have it plugged into a standard speaker, and I can just use the space bar to go down to the word processor. Planner, which is a calendar. Address list, which is an address book.
Email,
which allows you to send and receive email through the built-in modem or through a flashcard modem.
Internet,
for internet access.
Media
player, which will play media files in monaural format. Book reader, which allows you to read books from Library of Congress or Bookshare books. There's actually an unpack tool which lets you now unpack Bookshare books for the Braille Note.
Scientific
calculator.
GPS.
File manager.
Utilities.
And utilities. Now, the GPS is an optional item that you can add. It's about $900. Well, it's about $1,095 from Sendero Group and about $995 from Pulse Data. The strong one, the Sendero Group, though, that one comes with a gigabyte card, which allows you to hold a lot of maps and a lot of information on your Braille Note if you're using it as a GPS receiver.
Main menu.
So to go into the word processor, all you have to do is space bar down to word processing and press enter.
Keyword menu.
Then you can use the space bar to navigate down to create a document.
Create a document.
Press enter.
Drive. Press enter for storage card. Folder name. Press enter for root.
I'll put down, I'll just call this one, I'll make up a new folder. I'll say sample folder and press enter.
Sample. No. Document to create.
And I'll call this one test one.
Test number one.
And then I can just type in the document.
No. It's the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country period new line.
I did a dots 1, 2, 3 chord to go to the top of the document, and then I can use a G with a space bar to just read through the document.
Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. End of document.
To return to the main menu, I just press all 6 keys and a space bar, and I'm back at the main menu. Now suppose I want to look at an address. In fact, I just, while we were here talking, put in the website of the Beaumont Foundation. So to look that up again, I would just press A for address list, and you can use first letter navigation. W would be word processing, A would be address list. So I'll press A. Then I'll press L for lookup. Press the spacebar to get down to the last name field and type. All I have to type is the first few letters, so I'll type B-E-A. That brings up the Beaumont Foundation. And you, there are fields for phone number, home phone number, business phone number, home and address and business address and home and business email, the whole works. But it only, once you fill them in, it only keeps the ones you actually put in. So if I use the spacebar to go down my list.
Last name, Beaumont Foundation, webpage.beaumontfoundation.org.
There's www.beaumontfoundation.org. Enter down, and there's a notes field you can associate with each address. So I'll press enter on notes and read my notes.
The Beaumont Foundation in Northern California at low cost government computer. End of document.
And that's the end of that. So there is also a calendar with a very strong, a very powerful alarm feature. So if I press P for the planner
plan menu.
And press O for open.
Plan calendar. Press enter or Thursday, October 16, 2003.
So then I can move by day, by week, by month, or by year. It's now Thursday, October 16th. If I press a dot six chord,
Friday, October 17th,
that's October 17th.
Thursday, October 16th,
a dot five chord takes me forward a week.
Thursday, October 23, 2003.
Dot two chord takes me back a week.
Thursday, October 16th, 2003.
Dot one, four chord takes me forward a month.
Sunday, November 16th, 2003.
Dot one chord takes me back
Thursday,
a month.
Thursday, October 16th, 2003.
And 5/6 chord takes me forward a year.
Saturday, October 16th, 2004.
So it's October 16th next year is a Saturday. So
Thursday, October 16th,
you can set alarms on the Braille note, and the alarms will actually activate regardless of whether the Braille note is turned on or off. The Braille note has a battery life of about 20 hours and charges in about 4 hours. What I'd like to show now is kind of a new thing that people have been asking about and most people haven't seen yet, is the GPS for the Braille note. The GPS plugs into the serial port of the Braille note and attaches to a shoulder strap that's on your shoulder and gives you location information. You can look up points of interest that are around you, which would be restaurants and whatnot that are commercially available. You can record points of interest if you have a favorite Radio Shack or a place like that that you want to go to. And you can also find out what street you're on and create. You can also create routes from your address that you're at to another address. What I will do, just for a quick demo, is create a virtual route from the hotel to a nearby location, which I'll find. So to do that, I press GPS,
loading maps,
G for GPS, and the maps are loading up.
Maps loaded. GPS menu.
Now that brings up a GPS menu. I'll press the spacebar, and I get down to Start GPS. I'll press Enter.
No fix acquiring satellites.
Now it says no fix acquiring satellites, and it's not going to get any in here, I can tell you that for sure. So what I'm going to do is find a virtual position. We're at 5985 West Century Boulevard. So to find that, I press S with a spacebar. I have both Northern and Southern California on a flashcard that's in the Braille note. So I'll press S with a spacebar.
Address lookup.
That brings up address lookup. I'll type in CA for California and press Enter.
CA found two matching states.
I found two matching states, and I'm going to press a dot four chord to go down to Southern California.
Enter city.
And city, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, Los Angeles, chosen. Enter street name.
And now I'm going to put in the street name, Century.
Century. Found 17 matching streets, Century Boulevard.
So now it found 17 matches. Well, and it's a good idea for this very reason to know the zip code of your address when you go to look up your address. So I'm going to use a dot four chord to move down.
Century Boulevard, E. Century Boulevard, E. Century Boulevard, W. 90,045.
Now I happen to know that the zip code here is 90045, so that's what I want. So I'll press Enter.
Century Boulevard, W. 90,045,000, enter number.
And the number here is 5985, so I'll type in number sign.
Number sign.
5985, and press enter.
Define as destination, DOI, or virtual.
Now it says you want to define this as destination, point of interest, or virtual position. Well, I want to use the virtual position because with the virtual mode, I can compute a route from anywhere to anywhere else without even being there. And the satellite isn't going to work in here, so I'll press V for virtual.
V, virtual position, set to address found.
And now I'm going to press V. The letter V by itself toggles you between GPS mode, which assumes you are connected to the satellite, and virtual mode, which assumes that you're not connected to it. So I'll press V.
Switching to virtual mode at 5985 Century Boulevard, W.
Now it thinks I'm out front, so I'll press either X or on the Braille, X on the either Braille or the QWERTY keyboard, or a 456 on the Braille Note keyboard will give me my...
On West Century, 520 feet east to airport.
So it says I'm on West Century, and it's 520 feet east to Airport Boulevard. Now I want to see what's around here, so I'm going to press F for find.
Enter POI search string, or press enter or nearest point.
Now I can type in a search string if I want to look for Jack in a box. In fact, I would just type in Jack. But I want to hunt down with a .4 cord. Press after for enter.
46 points found. 40 yards by map, hotel, 68 feet east.
So we're just 68 feet away from the courtyard by Marriott. I'm going to press a .4 cord now.
Cobo Real, Billiard Hotel, California.
Cobo Real. And once I've opened it with a .4 cord, I can use the space bar to go down.
Wyndham Hotel,
Wyndham.
Hotel, Ruben, Sheraton Sales, Landry Six, California Fish, Restaurant, 800, Embassy Suites, Century Cafe, Marriott, Westmore, Parking Lot. Ritz-Carlton, Steigenberger, Continental Club, Hotel, 0.19 miles northeast.
So suppose I want to find out...
0.2, Continental Hotel, South Lobby Door, 0.23 miles northeast.
How to get to the Continental Hotel. Maybe someone's staying there. I will just press D chord on that one to set that as the destination.
Destination set to Continental Hotel, South Lobby Door.
And now I can press R to create a route. I'll press R for route command.
Route command.
And I will press, I can either press P for pedestrian route or V for vehicle route. Vehicle route would allow you to find, to navigate from your home, say, and tell you what freeways to take. I use it a lot when I'm taking access. Well, I will press P for pedestrian route.
Pedestrian, creating pedestrian route, please wait.
And it takes about 6 seconds a mile. So for a long 40-mile route, it might take 10 minutes or so. On a short route, we should have in a few seconds...
Route found, verifying route. Route created, no GPS fix. Route following will begin once a fix is obtained.
So I'll press V to go to virtual mode.
Switch into GPS mode. Switch into virtual mode at 5,985...
So now it thinks we're at 5,985 West Century Boulevard. So now I can press T to see what my next turn is.
There are no other turns in this route.
Ah. You know what?
No destination set.
Oh, okay. I think I... let me do that one more time real quick.
Switch into GPS mode. Switch into virtual mode. Enter POI search screen or press enter or nearest points. 46 points found. Cobo Switch, Embassy Suites, Map 3, Continental Plaza, Hotel, 0.19 miles northeast.
Okay, I'll try the Continental Plaza Motel, so I'll press a D chord.
Destination set to Continental Plaza, Hotel.
Then I'll press R,
route command,
followed by P for pedestrian.
The previously created route has not been saved. Do you wish to save the previous route?
No.
No, route not saved. Creating pedestrian route, please wait. Route found, verifying route. Route created, no GPS fix. Route following will begin once a fix is obtained. There are no other turns in this route. There are no other turns in this route. Switch into GPS mode. Switching over to L mode at 5,000. Switching over to L mode at 5,985 Century Boulevard, W. No destination set.
Oh, that's odd. Well, normally it sets a destination, and you can just use a T cord to track through the routes. So, and it basically will give you the information as you go along. But I think if you change from mode to mode, I think you drop it. So, I will get this going, and I'll have Louis do a quick presentation on the PacMate. I mean, Ishmael, yes.
I have a quick question. Uh-huh. Do you use that system without a receiver in the manner that you would use an Atlas Beats on the PC?
Not quite in the same manner, because you need to use a... what you need to do with the... with Atlas, you were able to kind of walk around and arrow through the streets. In this one, it assumes it's not quite as flexible as the GPS talk. It will create routes for you and allow you to follow the route. But using it without the receiver, and you can still create a route, a virtual route, but you have to you can't just hunt, you know, investigate or explore the area like you would with GPS talk or with Atlas.
Bob, can I ask you a quick question?
Uh-huh.
Let's say I am working with a group of students, and I'm part of a study group, and I create a document using the Braille Notes word processor.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Blow over there uses a laptop, and he's got Microsoft Office XP. How easy is it to convert a file into a format that my... what is the word I'm looking for? My study group partner can use. Is the Braille Notes able to generate a doc file, or am I going to be in a situation where I can't use that file and don't have the ability to transfer a file over?
Okay, let me explain that real quickly. The Braille Note does not have Pocket Word, so you do need to convert files if you want to use them. You can, for example, suppose you write a document on the Braille Note and it's in KeySoft format. You can go to the... what I prefer is to use a storage card, like a flash card, and a card reader to facilitate transfer of material from the Braille Note or Voice Note to a computer. From the main menu, you can go to the... you can press F to go to the file manager, press T for the translation menu, and press E for export document. Then you can, on the Braille Note, select the document that you want to export and press press Enter. You then, on the Braille Note, use a ST sign cord two times until you get to Microsoft Word format and press Enter. It then wants a destination folder, which I normally have a directory on the flash card called Word Documents. And what I do then is save the document in Word Documents, and it saves it as a rich text doc file. It's a rich text file with a doc extension. Now, as it saves it, it translates it from Braille into print. So then I can put that document in a card reader or to plug into the USB port of a computer, or into onto a flash card with an adapter that goes in a PCMCI card on the laptop, and then that can be read by Microsoft Word. And in Word, you can save it instead of a rich text format. You can use Save As to save it as a Word document if you want. But they read very nicely, actually. Now, going the other way, if you have a bunch of documents in Microsoft Word format, the pocket converter for the Braille Note is based around the Word 6.0. So you would first want to save those documents as Word 6.0 documents using the Save As function on the Braille Note, in Microsoft Word, and then that document can be read without any problem by the Braille Note. So there is a conversion facility that is available that works actually quite nicely. It's not quite as fast as using Pocket Word, but it does work very nicely. And then you have your documents in a nice Braille format with the that you can read through very quickly using the thumb keys on the front of the Braille note.
That's very good. Let me just follow up by asking one quick question, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, Bob. And this is the same question that goes for Ishmael, because here's a situation where I have had people call me up and ask me about, can a document retain its APA format when it's being converted from text into a readable format that the note taker can support? And my answer is, I don't know. I don't care for APA. I am no longer a student. I don't want to know about APA. But that doesn't mean that we have to ignore it, because it is a requirement for the colleges. And some of the people that are students and they create their documents on the Braille note may want to dump directly to a printer. Are they going to be able to retain an APA format?
I'll address that, and I'm not really that familiar with the APA format. I am, however, I do know that if you take a Word document and convert it to Word 6.0 format and bring it into the Braille note, you're going to lose any tables that were in there. In other words, you'll lose some of the formatting. It'll bring the document in, and you can read the information that was in the tables, but it will not retain the integrity of the table. And I've noticed the same with the PacMate. When you convert into Pocket Word, generally your tables sort of don't come out quite in the same format. Yeah. So you're not going to have exactly the same format, but you will have the text. Ishmael, do you have anything to add to that? Ishmael, why don't you go ahead and show the PacMate, and I will try to get that GPS working.